Boston school officials maintain that food served in city schools is safe. The attempt at reassurance comes just days after hundreds of cases of expired food were discovered in dozens of school cafeterias. The Boston City Council held a hearing on the problem yesterday, and WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Boston City Councilor John Connolly called yesterday's hearing after he traced expired food from a Wilmington warehouse to cafeterias in the Boston Public Schools, which serve about 60,000 meals every day. School officials repeatedly said that the main reasons why food was used past expiration dates was because of sloppy inventory control and menu planning. Connolly, though, was scathing in his comments and his questions of school officials, namely Shaleem Mohammed. Yesterday was Mohammed's first day on the job as interim director of school food and nutritional services after the previous director was reassigned this week because of the expired food controversy.
Why are we paying to store food past the expiration date?
I think that's an issue of our menu planning. We need to ensure that we are menuing items that we have available in the warehouse, and then an inventory control issue that we need to ensure that the items that we have in the warehouse are within the current dates.
School officials said no one was sickened, but there are questions about the nutritional value of long-expired food. The Federal Agriculture Department contracts with that Wilmington warehouse to store the food, and it's provided food for school lunches around the country for decades. Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson told counselors that the food storage system is the main issue, but she also acknowledged that there should have been better oversight on her part.
Let's be clear. The food we serve to our students is safe. All of it is safe. And in the last few days, we've received a number of phone calls and emails from concerned parents. And let me take this opportunity to assure them and you that our dedicated and very hardworking cafeteria managers and kitchen staff would never serve anything to children that they would not serve to their own families.
Superintendent Johnson also said since officials started investigating this 2 weeks ago, they have set aside more than 3,000 cases of food that have questionable expiration dates. She said several steps are being taken to make sure that there is always high-quality food in school, but parent Jewel Cash wasn't satisfied. She wants to hear from more than just top officials and school administrators.
I just saw a commercial on TV about parents of dogs, and they're talking about feeding them organic food, and yet you have people, adults, who will open up a box and see the food is 2 years old and not blow a whistle.
Parents and students will be able to testify at another hearing about this in Roxbury tomorrow night. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.